a bridge at the crossroad. Dear brethren, the Lord be with you. In the very first speech delivered by Pope Benedict XVI on his arrival in Malta, he told us, and I am quoting, "Malta, in fact, has been at the crossroads of many of the great events and cultural exchanges in Europe and Mediterranean history, right up to our own times. These islands have played a key role in the political, religious, and cultural development of Europe, the Near East, and North Africa. Allow me to encourage you to put this ensemble of skills and strength to ever greater use, so as to serve as a bridge of understanding between the peoples, cultures, and religions which surround the Mediterranean. Although a tiny island, detached from any mainland, Malta has never been alienated or uninvolved from what happened around her, both in Europe and in Africa or in the Middle East. Her geographical area at the center of the Mediterranean has determined and still determines her role in history, that of being at the crossroads of many of the great events and cultural exchanges." The Pope, filled with the gift of prophecy, does not only read in a synthetic way the signs of the times, as he describes in a nutshell the political, religious, and cultural history, but he also goes further as to see our vocation at this very important moment in the history of humanity, all through the future of the third millennium. Living in a country like ours, it is very easy to find yourself making a mountain out of a piece of rock. You are personally interested in every little movement that takes place, because it affects you, for better or for worse. So it is very easy to fall into the trap of what I might call the last day phobia. You think only of the problems, difficulties, limitations of that country, and you get so overtaken by them that you feel as if the country is drawing towards its ends of times. You even forget that you are living in just a little island, so little that many maps do not show it. You forget that however majestic the problems we get here, they will always be unnoticeable to the rest of the world. The most unfortunate thing about the last day's phobia is that you miss to appreciate the beauty, the gifts, the graces, many of which are unique, with which your country abounds. It does not only take anybody who stops to contemplate such a tiny island from a distance with a detached eye, but it takes a man of God full of the gift of prophecy to describe the roadmap for the future of the inhabitants of that island. And the Pope did actually that. He told us that our divine mission, having always been at the crossroads of history, is to serve as a bridge. I think if you have never been to the Malta experience, that multimedia presentation which is on every day, so many times a day, at the Mediterranean Center in Valletta, especially if you have never read or studied the history of Malta, you should go to the Mediterranean Center and see it. I only saw it years back when they launched it, but I am making it a point to go and see it again to refresh my memory. We cannot serve God as chosen instruments of evangelization here and now, in this time and age, if we are not well rooted in the very place where divine providence has planted us. The roots of our race and of the Maltese language go back to the Phoenicians mentioned in the Old Testament. We speak a language that is very lively, a language that has developed all through the ages. But if Jesus of Nazareth were to visit Malta today, he would understand much of the original words we still use, like slim, ruh, nifs, am. The excavations carried out long ago at Ardalam in Birzabuja are a good indication that Malta used to form part of the mainland, linking Europe and Africa, a real bridge. And if that was so, we can understand how much Malta, more in our present times, used to serve a blend of the cultures coming from these two big continents. For around 250 years, Malta was dominated by the Arabs. However, then it saw the Normans from the north of Europe, afterwards the Knights, who were a mixture of different European nations, then the French, and lately the British. During the Second World War, Malta was a very strategic point for the Germans, as it was for the Turks during the Great Siege in the 16th century. When Malta was victorious, Europe gained. When Malta was victorious, Africa gained. It is true that our ancestors suffered. However, through their suffering, everyone gained. The only ones who lost were the ones who wanted to dominate over others, those who did not have any respect for other cultures and religions, and wanted to impose their own culture and religion over others. The passage you read before this teaching from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 to 18, indicates two things. First of all, the courage of Jesus to go out beyond his own people and culture, maybe even religion, to meet other people of different culture and religion on their own grounds, as were the Samaritans. Secondly, the attitude of Jesus that facilitated his crossing of threatening boundaries, namely his compassion towards lepers, sick people, and the ones excommunicated by their own people. And you find people like this in every culture, in every country or continent, and in every religion. So the Pope has touched the key of our history and prophetically retraced for us what is our mission today, that of being a bridge between Europe and Africa, between Christianity and Islam. it would already be a big step if we were to reach out to the big numbers of refugees coming from Africa and of tourists coming from Europe. I cannot but appreciate the other prophetic call we received a year and a half ago from Don P.G. And by the way, I'm just coming from the 21st workshop, international workshop on the parish cell system of evangelization at Santo Sorgio, Milan. And precisely yesterday, Sunday, 30th May, Don P.G. during the Eucharist presented me to the people as the promoter for the parish cell system of evangelization in the English-speaking countries. Of course, presented me together with you, because I cannot do it by myself. There are 18 such countries whose official language is English in Africa. And so I see a prophecy here from Don P.G. that that is present in the prophecy of Pope Benedict when he was with us here in Malta. Let us respond to this call that the Lord is making to us. Let us respond to it generously and enthusiastically, so that we may really fulfill our mission to bring Jesus to people who are beyond our island, beyond our Christian beliefs, who may be otherwise lost. And they too are to receive this personal encounter with Jesus Christ, the only Savior of humanity. Praised be the Lord Jesus Christ.